USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Labor Secretary Alex Acosta insists he got the toughest deal possible in the sex trafficking case a decade ago involving billionaire Jeffrey Epstein. Democratic Congresswoman Catherine Clark believes Acosta's statement was lacking.
There's no apology today. There's nothing that says, I regret this. We've just heard blame shifting and evasion. And we need to hear those words, that there will be responsibility and accountability.
Vice President Pence said the Trump administration was pleased to see Acosta step forward to explain the 2008 plea agreement. After a storm swamped the city of New Orleans, concerns are growing that even worse weather is on the way. Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards declared a state of emergency as tropical storm and hurricane watches are posted. This is USA Radio News.
In 50 feet, turn left. Why are you driving so slowly?
After a few drinks, I'm taking it slow.
Well, you're not fooling the cop behind you.
What?
Get ready to pay in 0.1 miles.
Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Hamilton was adopted from a rescue in 2008. He really likes to be around people. I get out my mat and I'm doing a downward dog and he's underneath. He's quite the pug about town. He gets invited to a lot of parties. He knows he's a pretty big deal. Look at this little face. How do you not love him?
Hamilton the Pug, Instagram star and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.